Well, we've been here, we've been at the island for, the only year we took off was COVID. So we're, you know, this third week in June has always kind of been our date that we've been here, and it's a great event. It's a great venue. The hospitality that the casino extends to our players, our staff, really is second to none. So all in all, it's a week that a lot of our players and staff look forward to coming to.
And the Epson Tour is what exactly in a nutshell?
Yeah, so it's the qualifying tour of the LPGA. So if people are familiar with golf, familiar with the PGA Tour, it's similar to the Korn Ferry Tour, which provides players the opportunity to really kind of hone their craft for a year, get used to traveling, getting used to being a professional, you know, doing everything on their own. And then the top 10 players at the end of the year get full status on the LPGA for the next year, with the next five getting status as well, albeit just not as good as the top 10. But essentially, we're graduating 15 players to the LPGA Tour.
How many stops on the tour?
So we have 20 events. We'll play for a little over $5 million. So we have three Michigan events. So we'll play in Battle Creek, Michigan. Then we go to Boyne Highlands, just north of Traverse City, and then we come over here to Harris, Michigan for the Island Resort Championship. So those three events are a part of a 20-event schedule.
And can you elaborate a little more on, like, why here, why this specific course and location?
Oh, my gosh. This, you know, we came here in, I think, 2011 was the first year, 2012 was the first year, and we didn't really know much about the area. You know, our tour was pretty, I think we had 12 or 13 tournaments at the time. So our tour was relatively small, and you know, Tony and his crew here, you know, wanted to host a professional golf tournament. They wanted to showcase Sweetgrass. And so we came up here and were just blown away by the quality of the golf course and by the, you know, again, the hospitality of the casino and really the community support that Escanaba has extended to the event. So after that first year, we were like, we got to figure out how to make this a long-term relationship. So thankfully it's worked for the casino. It's certainly worked for us. And, so it's just been a good partnership.
Can you elaborate on, like, the fan experience? Like, what can spectators expect?
Yeah, so with our events, I mean, again, if you know, your listeners are used to going to a professional golf tournament, sometimes it can be a little intimidating. A lot of the golf tournaments will rope and stake their entire golf course. So that means all the way down the fairways, around the greens, around the tees, to really kind of prohibit, you know, fans from getting too close. With us, that's not the case. We don't rope and stake any part of the golf course other than 9 and 18 green and 1 and 10 tee. We really try and encourage that interaction. Our players love the interaction that they're able to have with spectators. So whether it's, you know, bringing your son or daughter and going and hanging out on, you know, the driving range and just watching all the players warm up and their swings and how they prepare to take on their round for the day, you know, you can get up close and personal with them, and players enjoy that interaction.
So if someone wants more information on how they can participate, either as a spectator or whatever, like, right, where can they?
Yeah, so islandresortgolf.com is the website. It, you know, has ticket prices. It has, you know, spectator information on where's a good place to watch. They have different areas around the golf course that have concession areas set up as well as bleachers. So, you know, so whether you want to walk the 18 holes with a player or two, or you just want to go sit somewhere and watch the whole field come through, those opportunities are here.
Cool.